Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
The answer is follow the money. It is the only answer that can explain what is happening. How is it that Target and Kohl's and the others continue to move in this way of, oh, we need a pride display here. Oh, we need this over there. Oh, we need to have bathing suits that offer tuck capability for children. For children. Tony Katz, good to be with you. The only way this goes on is the money. Somewhere, because of the ESG world, environmental social governance, well, you got to be supporting this cause, you got to be supporting that cause, you got to have this on your board, otherwise we won't invest in you. And somewhere it has been determined that that money is more important than the money you, the consumer, gives them. Target is all about GLSEN. That is an organization, by the way, that, as is reported, believes that gender ideology should be integrated into all school classrooms, even math, and then provides educators instructions on how they can make math more inclusive of trans and non-binary identities. It's the movement to kids that, of course, brings about this conversation, and you wanting to protect kids is proof that you're starting a culture war. That's how the left views this. It is imperative that you start with a philosophy. Screw them. The people who think that kids should be subjected to these kinds of things, we should force them into questioning, we should purposely confuse them, we should take advantage of autistic children, which is happening all across the country. We should push on children this idea of, oh, you could be this or you could be that. You're really this. Let me teach you about this sexuality, the sexualizing of children. Let's start with a baseline.
F these people.
Start there. I don't want you to be nice about it. I don't want you to think that it isn't worth the fight. And I don't want you to ever think that them screaming culture war or them screaming, if you don't do this, children are going to die, should stop you from protecting kids. They're lying. They're awful, awful, despicable frauds. I am not discussing getting yourself into a place where you're screaming and yelling at the wall. I am not discussing something that you put out on Twitter. The last thing the world needs is another social media bullcrap activist. What the world needs is people willing to say no. It was somebody on Twitter right now saying vote with your dollar. Well, that much is true. Doing it at Target and Toto is a difficult maneuver. See, the Bud Light boycott was easy. You could just buy Miller Lite or you could buy Coors Light. It was super easy to do. Target, for somebody who has a four-year-old and a one-year-old and saying, don't shop there, very difficult. Very difficult. And there have been all these stories. My gosh, we were parked in a Target parking lot and somebody poured paint on our car and attacked us. These bigots, it never happened. These people were lying through their teeth. But that's going to happen. Pay it no mind. People are going to lie. People are going to invent stories to try and stop you from noticing what Target is doing. And what Target is doing is saying that you, the customer, don't matter. And the only way that happens, the only reason for that is clearly they've got the money elsewhere. Kohl's has got the Baby Sonoma bodysuit. I think Sonoma is their brand, is the Kohl's brand. And on it, it has the transgender inclusive pride flag, along with little kids' T-shirts in rainbow colors. Now, I'm not opposed to a rainbow color, mind you. I'm opposed to the idea that you want kids wearing T-shirts that say, be proud. You want kids wearing T-shirts flying this flag, which isn't the gay pride flag. It's a total bastardization and doesn't care about gay pride whatsoever. Doesn't care about gay people. It's just anything they can throw on the flag. They got a chevron over here. The whole thing is nuts. Why do you want that on kids? Why are you so weird? Why do you want to sexualize kids? Why do you want kids used as pawns in this fight? We talk about how they have these drag queen reading hours and these shows for kids. Why in the world would a drag queen want to perform for a kid? That's weird as hell. Not as weird as the parent who brings their kid to the performance. They're terrible parents. And if you're bringing your kid to a drag queen festival or a drag queen performance that involves sexual or suggestive dances, your seven-year-old, dude, you're weird. You think that's good parenting? That is not exposure to all different kinds of cultures. That's weird. That is your desire for your kid in a way that is awkward. Well, how is it different than bringing your kid to church? Okay, we're done with the conversation. You have a good day, Pookie. I don't know. How is it different? I think that if we talk about churches, people usually go to the lowest common denominator joke. You get sexualized by the drag queen, and you get sexualized by the priest. Am I right? Am I right? Am I right? And then they joke and they laugh. Catholics themselves, those people in the churches themselves, disgusted by what happened with priests and wanted those people charged. Now let's go to the drag queens. I'm sorry, you want to tell the joke. I want to get to the logical conclusion of your point. Maybe that's why I'm me and they're them. We're us because we want to get to the logical conclusion of the thing. Stop sexualizing children. And if you're a parent trying to sexualize your kid, I think you're weird. But why in the world do you want your kid wearing these T-shirts, putting them out there to push your ideology? They don't even know what it is. That's different than whether or not your kid hates X, Y, or Z for being A, B, or C. That's weird too. But Kohl's selling these shirts and pushing these shirts, and Kohl's and Target doing what they're doing, there's only one reason. The customer doesn't matter. The money's coming from somewhere else. And it all has to do with ESG. It all has to do with everything that has nothing to do with business.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.